Welcome back to another episode of One Ear Out, episode 78, or episode 6 of season 7, or the first episode of 2024.
Let's go with that one.
Nathan, what game are we going to be reviewing today?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare number 3?
Yes.
Wow. All right, a new game. We don't usually review new games. Well, what's this one about?
I have no idea.
You seem to be in the water.
So from
climbing a castle.
From what Samuel tells me, the first mission.
Samuel is your brother.
Yes.
Okay.
Samuel tells me that the first mission, you play as like the enemies who are trying to save their commander from prison.
Oh, okay. So you're a bad guy trying to get another bad guy out of prison.
Yes, that's just for this mission, Alex.
Just for this mission. And how many teammates do you have going on right now?
Here. We got Rook.
Is this Chess or is that just his call name?
Oh, just his call name.
Interesting. Maybe you turn on a light switch. I think you could see better.
No.
You're wandering around in the dark, the rain.
So you're not supposed to shoot your allies?
Well, that right. It says it will not be tolerated.
Bang.
Apparently, they brought him back to life. We got Ivan. Can't shoot the prisoners either.
Well, that's just for bullshit.
All right, so now that we've established you shouldn't kill your friends or the other people, you're snipering. Somebody's coming down on a parachute. A couple people are coming down on a parachute.
Don't worry, those are probably my allies.
You just fell through a hole in the bridge, and now you're looking to open up a door, but the door is locked.
This is unbelievable.
It's very blue in this scenery. Oh, there you go. You've taken off your night vision. Now it's just dark.
Back on it go.
Yep. Now you can see much better.
Yay.
Did you get anyone to pick the lock, or are you just going to stare at the door here?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay. Come on, Ivan.
Ivan's going to die anyway, so.
He's going to die anyway. He was
spoiled
first.
He died like 2 missions in.
All right. You're going down these metal staircases. Who built this place? Because it's kind of open air.
Awesome, my night mission.
It's raining. Not our guy. On me. What are these people saying? We hold for Charlie. Boom. He just shot a couple of dudes. How do you know who's a good guy and a bad guy?
Now, is he the bad guy? The guys that are the bad guys of this mission
are
the guys in the ponchos. They're in ponchos because it's raining.
You got hit and you got blood all over your viewing angle. There's a guy. Man, there's a lot of people at this place. What did you do?
This is a prison.
Man, there's not that many people that work in a prison.
This is high security prison.
Well, you got killed.
Well, yep, that is also true.
Do you respawn in the same spot? Oh, pretty much.
Respawn at the latest checkpoint.
The stairs here. How many people does it take to guard this prison? And you shot his flashlight. Oh boy, everybody wants to shoot you. There's a guy driving a car or a truck.
Reloading.
Oh, clear. More people. You'll hide behind a box.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, there you go. Let your other guy get killed. Isn't there somebody in the window?
I think I got it. Not my dad. All right, well.
That's a flashlight.
Bang.
Don't hit your guy. It will not be tolerated.
He's not dead.
You just shot him in the head a few times. What do you mean he's not dead?
Well, he didn't die, so therefore he's not dead.
I don't think he's loving life right now.
Probably not.
He just jumped into the trash chute.
We're in the sewers now. Stealth
mode.
This is very stealthy. Stealthily stealthy.
Uh-huh. Why is there a fan in the sewers?
Why isn't there a fan in the sewers?
But there is.
Oh. Well, that's...
Okay. Why are all these people in the sewers? You just need to drop a bomb or something, and then that will take care of it.
I mean, they just turned off the lights, and now they have killing a lot of guards. Okay. Absolute murder in there.
Why don't you put your night vision back on? So, there you go. You can see now. You can see other people's lasers.
So I have to descend all the way down, but guards can shoot me from the windows and...
Can they see you, or are they just randomly shooting? Oh, don't shoot the prisoner. He can shoot the guards. Reload! Get back to your cells.
You shouldn't be telling your prisoner to get back to their cell. They're probably not going to listen.
Yeah. Man, there are so many guards in this place. They must really not want you to get to this prisoner.
Well, I died.
Never bury your enemies alive.
Okay.
Guess I won't then.
Thanks. Helpful tip.
Boom.
Now, are you controlling going down? No, I think you shot a prisoner.
No, that's fine.
Or is it going down automatically for you?
I'm controlling and going down.
Okay.
Oh.
You shot him. That guy's got a flashlight on you. Don't you have any grenades?
Probably.
That's what you really need.
I do. I have 4. But why use them when you have a gun? Bang.
You shot him in the back. And this guy's trying to shoot you. And doing pretty well. I don't understand why
I don't
rank here.
I can't.
It's better to be the hammer than an anvil.
I'm going to have to go down.
Well, these are great quotes that they put on here as you're dying. Yeah, if you just throw a grenade in there, you don't have to worry.
Yeah, but then that'll kill the prisoners.
Did you just beat on the prison cell? Wouldn't that draw attention?
I probably would.
I don't know. Are you the guy we're looking for?
You look like...
You killed the prisoner!
Wait, can I kill this guy? Oh.
Mission success requires prisoners to be alive.
I didn't say the other one.
All right.
What about you? Can I kill you?
No.
Fine. Again.
See, when you kill the prisoners, then the guards come after you. See, you're not going to be happy.
Go. I mean, the guards are technically already after me.
All right. How do you heal? Just time?
Yes.
Well, those are terrible guards.
Really?
You need to put your night vision.
After this, this is an unskippable.
Ready to breach. Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is an unskippable cutscene.
Did anybody actually try the door handle?
No.
They're like, we should just blow up the door.
Oh, why would they use a door handle? How did this guy get a cigarette in prison?
Oh, cell number 627.
Flare.
Did you light a flare? Why don't you light a flare?
Because it's dark.
Step into the light. You have night goggles.
How has it been so long, Ivan?
Oh, you know Ivan? Yeah, I shot him back in the first scene. Sorry, he didn't make it, but I'm here.
That's his command. That's this group's commander.
He's just chilling in his cell.
I think he's like the villain of sorts. Because he's Russian.
Hey, maybe you want to come out now?
Want some body armor? Here you go.
You're clean and perfect.
You can get shot a few times in the chest.
Apparently your plan wasn't perfect because you're still in prisons.
Last I checked.
And you don't seem to want to leave very quickly, so...
No, it's because they're talking.
Yeah, you know.
That's him.
Commander Makarov.
Makarov. We start macaroni. This is the macaroni man.
Yeah. We would like some mac and cheese now, Mr. Macaroni.
I gave him a gun.
Why? Who are you talking to in the earpiece? Come on, man. You've been in prison all day. You're like...
Not even all day. Like, fool me.
Talk to Debbie on line one.
Hello, operator. Give me the police.
Play some Christmas music in my piece, please. He's leading and he can't even see. Oh, did you just shoot him?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Grenade.
You threw a grenade at the guy Bang. You just rescued?
Well, I mean, he's a villain. I might as well just be a traitor.
He might as well just be a traitor. Come on, man. You're moving too slow.
Wow, move with pace.
Is that where you killed him the first time?
Yeah. Because it didn't let me shoot him, so.
Oh, you got him in the hip. He didn't like that. Now he's going to limp. They're going to call him Limpy.
Move with purpose. Come on.
Move with purpose.
They're trying to get you out of prison here.
You got
to
gangster. Shoot him as soon as he unlocks the door.
Bang. Flashbang.
Is he going to unlock the door?
Is that a flashbang? Oh, no, it's a smoke grenade.
That's going to make it harder to hit the buttons.
Open the door. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, look, they're waiting for it. Lots of weapons in this room?
Yeah, shotgun. Let's go. I love shotgun. Where was the shotgun? There. It was there? It was.
There you go.
Okay, then. I'm thinking this.
Open. You open the door very slowly.
All right. Bang. Bang.
You just wait, and then you...
Bang.
They're all hanging out in the locker. What's going on here?
Bang.
How come they're not prepared? They just heard, like, 5 shots go. And they're like, whoa, I wonder what's that?
Bang.
Better not run to it.
They have died.
He disappeared and then reappeared. That's crazy. He's a hologram. That's why there's so many. Look, a freight elevator.
Let's go.
Safety first. Pull down the latch. Can we get a helicopter in here to rescue Boss Man Macaroni?
There is a helicopter coming. It's just not for them. It's going to try to kill one.
Oh, I'll just hit stop. I like the elevator.
Then prisoners.
Up, 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 and away.
Away, as whiz. What are you? Why are you looking at me? Who holds the power in this good one? The guards or the prisoners?
Nobody. The guards are bad, and the prisoners aren't much better. Hey, I was right. Neither.
So Samuel, when he first played this, he picked the guards. He said yes. When I first played this, I chose prisoners. He also said yes. And with this, he said yes when I chose neither.
There you go. It's like you can't...
Make up your mind, dude.
Somebody has a big gun that they're firing at you.
That was a pencil.
There are bullets everywhere.
Bang!
You got him in the shoulder!
Bang. Bang. I guess prisoners.
Oh. So they're not all guards. Go that way!
Bang.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Didn't see you. Reload?
No, I haven't. Not.
This is quite the firefight going on here. Not the buck.
Back.
I think that was a prisoner.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I can kill it in one.
We can kill one prisoner?
Because if I kill this guy...
Oh, you don't want to do that. You're too far in it now.
I did it.
You need to get to a checkpoint.
It didn't say Oh,
here comes a bunch of people.
Well, no.
And then they got blown off the canvas.
There they go.
Anyway.
I'll shoot the helicopter with my shotgun.
Are you going to reload?
No.
Okay. I don't think you can all fit in the helicopter. Is that a good helicopter or a bad helicopter?
It's bad helicopter.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go out on the helicopter.
Dang, but no, they go into a boat.
Boat?
Yes.
How are you going to escape on a boat?
Let me show you. All right, so basically...
Where are you?
Do?
What kind of place is this? Very rocky.
And they jump... onto the slide.
I feel like there's people in the water that are shitty.
It looks like it.
Looks like it.
And then they jump into the water.
Do you swimming.
And then...
Set point reach.
Boom. Boat.
Okay. Boat with chains? Where did this... This
with guns.
Man, this is like the most heavily funded prison I've ever seen. The artillery and boats and weaponry and helicopters they have.
How much of the tech?
I mean, really. And then they still do a poor job. You know, they have a prison escape.
The point where just a few guys managed to break in.
There is some serious misfunding going on here.
They are not spending the tax money right.
Is this a Russian prison?
So, because the...
That seems more accurate.
America, macaroni.
Macaroni.
I'm pretty sure he's Russian.
So he's in a Russian prison.
Probably. Either that or it's a other prison.
Precious cargo. Why do you have a Native American?
Because.
Weapons free. I don't think so.
Bang.
He just shot a worker.
Oopsie did.
You kill the civilian. Watch your fire.
Yeah, that's why I said oopsie days.
These things happen.
Will not watch my fire.
All right. We're waiting for you to respawn.
Start the mission again. All right. Let's go.
Did we beat the last level?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, should we end it there?
I mean,
do our review?
Could.
All right. How would you rate this game?
It's pretty fun. I give it, like, campaign, I think I've heard that it's pretty long, so I think I'm going to give it, like, 8.5.
8.5? I'd give it a 10. 10 out of 10. Graphics are good. There's interesting strategies here.
And this is just for the campaign.
Silliness here.
There's still a lot of other... things in this game.
Yeah, we
it's talk, about yeah.
There's the zombies.
This other thing. Other things that I'm too lazy to name.
But it just looks neat. Like it runs smooth, it plays well.
The only downside of that is a lot of gigabytes.
Yeah. This thing it's like half a terabyte.
It takes a lot of space.
But it does work.
It's a good game.
And it is a good game. Very playable. You can see things while it's still dark. It's
very fun.
Graphics are good.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Would recommend. Probably very expensive, then.
Yeah, I think it's like 7.
Well...
Don't pay.
That's why we don't review too many new games.
Yeah. I would purchase this off sale. On sale.
On sale.
Don't purchase this off sale unless you're a really big fan of the Call of Duty series.
There you go. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this inaugural episode of One Ear Out. Bye-bye.
Farewell.